sat in a car. The rain has just started very lightly outside, and I'm still with Jim Fitzpatrick. It's been an incredibly educational few hours, it feels. It's probably only a couple of hours, isn't it?
Well, I've learned a lot myself about tweeting. It's a two-way street.
I'm fascinated with your passion for social technology as well, because I'm interested in picking your brains for the history and the art and your memories of Che Guevara and the image and the iconic image that's just been disseminated over the world. And you're just priming me for technology questions.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm fascinated because my son helps me enormously with all this, but I'm an addict myself anyway. I just wish I was about 200 years younger. But the problem is that I need to learn more quickly now as you get older. And I'm learning from you and listening to you. You know, it's fascinating.
Do you feel there's a sudden urgency then when you get to a particular age? How old are you now?
I'm 66 and enjoying every minute of it. Still playing soccer every Saturday. But no, I just want time to paint. That's all I ever want. You know, that's all I need money for, is to just, what's the word for it? Gainfully employ myself at something I enjoy. Mm. And as you notice in my studio, I have a hall full of canvases that have to be finished. They're all the unfinished ones.
And it looks like you're in a rush to finish them because you are worried about time running out?
I'm not worried about time running out. I couldn't give a shit if I live or die. But I am worried about having the ability to focus the way I still have. And that, I believe, diminishes with age. So I don't want to be around when that happens. I want to have it all done.
Right. Maybe technology will come to your aid at that point.
Like an implant?
Maybe. Well, who knows? Who knows? I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, it might be that it just gets a bit much for you to lug canvases around, so your iPad becomes your painting implement, or even if they are pixels. Well, how do you feel about that?
I've just done my first piece of work where my brush didn't touch a canvas or a pen didn't touch a page for the Irish Times, for a thing on young writing for Fighting Words, which is well worth looking up. It's a charity for young people to educate them and employ their literary skills based on the San Francisco model, fightingwords.com. And I did a piece of page illustration in the Irish Times, and I did it all in Photoshop. I photographed a young man who'd written the story. He's only about 17. It's a wonderful Gothic story, and I used a photograph I'd taken of a crow, and I turned that into a graphic image. And I won't go into the details, but in the story, he has his eye plucked out, so I made it pretty horrific.
Mm.
It was all done in Photoshop, first time I've ever done that. The only reason I did it in that, because I do like paper and I do like paint, is that it was in a bloody hurry and I was way out of time. So I did that in about 3 hours, but it would have taken me 3 days, you know.
And you do so much for the love of it. The social currency, which must be due to you, is immense. It started with saying, here's the copyright-free Che Guevara image, providing you are doing revolutionary acts, use it as your will.
Well, no, I don't
non-corporate.
I don't mind people having fun, but I don't mind. I love seeing T-shirts of all kinds. I don't like anything disrespectful, and I certainly don't like commercial usage. The reason I'm handing the image to where it belongs, the Guevara family, and I have Aliadit, his daughter, and Ileda March, his widow, on board who are helping me, is to hand over all rights to them so they can decide how it should be used. After all, it is, you know, their family. What I want to do is just make sure that it still has usage beyond the political realm, but not commercial usage. Mm. In other words, you have an avatar of it. I love that. I love seeing other people, loads of people on Twitter, Facebook have it as an avatar. I have no problems with that. Sometimes they have their own face in it. I don't care. There's even an app now you can get on Facebook, or on Flickr, I'm sorry, where you can make your own Che Guevara, Jim Fitzpatrick image.
Right.
And they even credit me. I couldn't give a shit. Yeah. Excuse my language. I don't care. I just, the whole point of this was that Che Guevara should not be disappeared and forgotten. Mm. And that is brilliant. I see in Tahrir Square in Cairo, people, there's a Reuters photograph of one of them holding up a Che Guevara poster. I haven't noticed in Syria, unfortunately. Mm. But it is a symbol of liberation and freedom. And I would love to think that that the influence of that image and the influence of Che, let's say, I hope I've had a strong hand in it.
Definitely. And you've kind of alleviated any worries I may have had when I kind of adapted what is effectively your image, because there's not much left of Corda's photograph. It's my face. But that red and the just the graphic importance of it, and everybody says the Che image. It doesn't matter how much I try to change it. They know.
Well, the genesis of that goes back to the Russian Revolution, Elegitsky, Rodoshenko, all those kind of social artists and socialist artists. And then you move forward. I was very influenced by East European art and graphics. And you have to remember at that time, even though I was very young, I wasn't a trained graphic artist, but I was working in advertising, and it was a hothouse of ideas. There was nowhere for artists to go in those days if they wanted to get money and work, and I was married and had a young family. I had to raise them. And I knew what I was doing, so I simply employed the most brutalistic, I suppose, coloration I could think of, which was stark red and black primaries. But I always used that little bit of softening on the yellow star, which I put in by hand. But I also did more than just copy or take anything from Korda. I redrew the image. I gave him an upward gaze, which people only noticed quite recently because I was so influenced by, I suppose, for want of a better word, holy pictures that I carried in my missal. And if you look at saints, Irish saints, and there's a lot of them, or any of these kind of, any of that kind of religious iconography, that upward gaze, for instance, of St. Francis by El Greco, is what I try to convey in Shea. The hair is totally Mook-esque. The exhibition in the Victoria and Albert had just happened, and that kind of was seeping into me as well. I'm a huge, as you know from my own avatar, it's virtually Mooka-esque. Mm. I learned to draw by copying people like Mooka, and that shows in the Shea image. If you look at the hair, it's that windblown look that Mooka has in all his women. So there's a lot of different influences there that people don't realise. And until somebody like myself comes out and says, well, that's why I did this and that's why I did that, then you get the idea. The image has changed. I did so many versions of myself, I must be honest. I was very prolific. In those days, there was no photocopying, so you copied everything and I put it up on my window usually and just trace it off again. But it's proliferated and I'm happy about that. So I can't, you know, and the whole point of the proliferation was very simple. I was determined that he would be remembered. Nothing more complicated than that.
Well, I'm constantly and still inspired, and I'm sure there's artists listening to this and non-artists going, wow, wow. I hope people find their way to your Facebook page, because I couldn't help but notice it's probably the only place where people can say thanks financially and get themselves some original work from you. You don't advertise it, it's almost hidden.
Yeah, I have a Facebook gallery called the Jim Fitzpatrick Gallery, and it's just opened and I'm selling prints on that, but it's below the radar because I kind of like everything very gently done. I want people who are genuinely interested to get in quickly. The first 150 I'm selling at $495, and you know, after that the price will go up. There's a percentage of that going to the Cuba Solidarity Movement, but generally the whole point of that is so I can stay alive and earn a living of some kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm giving all the artwork and I'm giving all the imagery away, and it's that simple. And as I'm doing with all my work, I've offered my entire life's work to the National Museum here through Pat Wallace, who's the head of our National Museums, and I'm hoping that'll happen, even though Pat kind of kindly warned me it could end up lost in a vault like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, let's hope not.
We'll see what happens next.
Well, I
have all my original work. I haven't sold it, you know.
No, totally. And I remember you saying that you'd be very, very difficult to let go of that.
Very difficult, you know. I put so much work into it, and it's for a purpose, you know.
Exactly. Incredible. To think that if you'd have just got one penny for each poster that had gone around the world, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I couldn't possibly climb the steps of the castle you'd be living in.
Well, we wouldn't be driving around in a 99D BMW that the wheels are nearly falling off. But it's still a BMW, so I don't give a shit.
You are a very humble, very inspirational man. Thank you for just dropping. I think you cancelled something today so that we could have this conversation. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much indeed. No bother.